is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on the air, online. Lots of features on our website. We give them all away. FreeTalkLive.com. Enjoy them. The main feature allows you to control the content of the site. So if you see something online that you want to share with other listeners, which could be something useful, like a news story, or something completely useless, like the one guy, one, what was it? The one guy, one glass jar or something?
Oh my God, really useless.
Talking about some very some very gross things during the break.
Yeah, so
you can post whatever you wanted.
And no intention of seeing that.
You can post whatever you wanted over there.
That means we're going to have to sneak it on Mark when he's not listening.
No.
Free talk.
Hey, Mark, I want to show you this video about some puppies. Puppies play.
So
that.
You submit it to the site. Others vote whether they like or dislike. And if it's liked enough, it'll make it to the front page of the site. And then other people see it. And we might see it and talk about it. So go to freetalklive.com where you can do that stuff. And it's all totally free. To the phones. And the fun. Coming up, though, we'll talk about Christians and exactly how they've lost their way.
According to
a Christian.
Yeah, this guy.
Because there aren't any Christians on the show tonight. Three Quakers in the studio, but no Christians. So Kenny is on the line in Florida. Kenny, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Dale and Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Kenny. What's on your mind tonight?
I just got done watching a movie called You Don't Know Jack. And basically, that's a movie about Dr. Kevorkian. I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
I've heard of Dr. Kevorkian.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I saw a preview of that film, and it looks pretty darn good.
Yeah, basically, after I got done watching it, I was pretty much disgusted at the lawyers and everything, because the point he was making is that it's up to the individual whether they want to end their own life, and all he was doing is assisting
absolutely.
Assisting them. And I wanted to get your take on that.
Well, I mean, it should be pretty predictable what our take is going to be. It's freedom, man. I mean, if you want to end your life, then you should be able to hire somebody to help you with that. And in hiring a doctor makes sense because they're going to be able to do it in a way that is not messy, like by a shotgun blast. I mean, that's a messy thing.
It's not very nice for your loved ones.
Yeah, it's going to be done in a way that is relatively simple and maybe not so painful. As well, and
apparently
so
not painful at all. Yeah. If it's that's kind of the point.
The chemical cocktail, basically.
And these people are a lot of these people. They're suffering a very slow and miserable
terminal illness. In
many cases. They're suffering a slow, painful death that's very dehumanizing. And that's kind of the point.
Yes.
I don't really care if somebody is suffering a slow and painful death, although I would suspect that most people that would employ these methods
would care if it was your mother.
Circumstance. What I care is if you own your body. If you want to end your body, if you're in the peak of your health and you want to end your body for fun to see what's on the other side, I think you should be able to do it.
I agree with you, but I doubt that you'll find very many doctors willing to help you in that circumstance.
I suspect you're right.
Because they take the oath to actually help people, and they might not see that as helping.
Indeed. I think that doctors should be able to make that decision. They own their bodies. Mm-hmm. I think that everybody owns their body. If they decide that they want to end their life for whatever reason, I may consider it a waste, but it's theirs to waste it. If they've got a ice cream cone and they want to drop it on the ground and step on it, it's theirs. It's not mine. And to suggest that I can stop them from ending their life is to suggest that I own them, body and soul. And I don't.
But the message of the movie and the courts pretty much agree with that. But there was a part where Dr. Kevorkian was kicking it up a notch, where I think it was patient 130, where he was physically disabled, where he couldn't, because the way he had it set up, he would have them to pull like a string or something, and they would release the gas. But this patient, he was physically disabled, and he couldn't do it, and so the doctor gave him the injections himself. And they got him on murder charges that way.
Yep. Mm.
Yeah. I know how they got him. I remember the case and everything like that. But, I think that if you own your body, that you should be able to transfer, through contract or whatever, the power over the power and the ability to kill yourself to someone else. I can go out and make a purchase of a home on my own, but I might want to employ a professional real estate agent to do that. And, you know, I could go fix my car, but I can employ a mechanic to do that. I might want to end my life, but I should be able to employ a doctor who's interested in my well-being to do that.
Yeah, but they're not even to the stage where they want to let you do it.
No, they don't.
So the hiring someone else to do it is still, you know, another two steps away.
Really, it's one of the most bizarre issues, I think, out there, because the people that would be in favor of keeping people who want to be dead alive, I just don't understand. It's hard for me to even comprehend why someone would be so meddlesome in someone else's life. Why they would be so concerned about whether or not another individual chooses to make to take their own life. I just don't get it.
This is so often a religious argument where religion and state are blurred up, and that's where it comes from. I think a lot of that is just if there's a sense that if it's an immoral thing, then it should be an illegal thing. You know, immoral in the context of a certain religious point of view. So
yeah, anybody out there listening, who really doesn't know the message about personal responsibility and ownership of oneself, I would like to recommend this movie because it's a really good movie and it really gets you thinking about personal responsibility and stuff like that. So I just wanted to.
Can you give the name of the film again?
The name of the movie is You Don't Know Jack.
It stars Al Pacino.
Really?
Yes.
Kevorkian.
Yep.
And it also has John Goodman and Susan Sarandon in it.
I'm gonna add it to my Netflix. Thanks for the call tonight, Kenny. I appreciate hearing from you. I
just added it to mine, so
yeah,
that's how I know that.
You Don't Know Jack, which, by the way, was a great game in the 1990s.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was a little computer game, and actually I looked it up recently just for fun, just to see if it was still around. And up until at some point, I think it was last year, they were actually making web versions of it. And then they stopped all of a sudden. They made like every week they had a new You Don't Know Jack web edition out with new questions and stuff like that, just like the old school back in the 1990s.
Just like a Trivial Pursuit kind of thing, knockoff.
Have you ever played You Don't Know Jack?
No, I have not.
No, it's just
I saw the commercials on TV in prison.
Gotcha.
Anything that happened in the 90s, you can pretty much write it off for me.
Well, I think it was late 90s, Mark, and then, you know, they had some of the aughts, like the early aughts.
I didn't rush out of prison to buy board games, dude.
But it wasn't a board game. It was an electronic game, and it was a lot of fun. It was like a really original kind of a trivia game. And anyway, they really did a great job with it, and I hope it comes back someday. So 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, I saw that preview for You Don't Know Jack, the movie, and I didn't even recognize Al Pacino. I thought, boy, that guy sure looks like a lot like Jack Kevorkian.
Yeah,
yeah, he's good.
That's amazing.
You know,
that's why he gets the big bucks.
Yeah. So, so you can bring up whatever you want, and maybe you're somebody who thinks that you shouldn't be able to take your own life. Can you explain that to me, please? I know I've asked this before, and I don't know if I've ever been satisfied with any answers on it.
It's going to be, I can't imagine any answers. I'd love to hear something to the contrary, but I can't imagine any answers that aren't based on some sort of religious morality.
What are you going to tell me, that Jesus thinks you should suffer? I just don't understand. What is it, Mark? What do you have? Where's it from?
A friend who I talked to who is concerned that if you allow doctors to, get... execute people, that they will start taking liberties and start doing other people. That's his concern.
Meaning,
I think I have heard that.
Wait,
I think it's quite ridiculous, but I
hold on, let me see if I understand. You're saying they'll get hooked on killing people?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that they may have, that they may believe that doctors believe they know better than you. I mean, go see one, and
meaning they'll tell someone they need to die and they don't need to die? Or what are you getting at? I don't understand.
They'll execute people. That's what I'm getting at.
Discreetly, I suppose.
Meaning without their permission?
Yes. That's what the fear is of this person.
Don't you imagine that if doctors feel that way, that they'd be doing that anyway?
They could do it now.
Yeah, because it's not like it's going to suddenly be okay if people are allowed to decide for themselves to die. That doesn't mean we're advocating murder. It's a big difference.
Yeah, 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But I think that's what these people have to do. They have to really stretch to the absurd in order to even say something that makes any kind of point on this issue. You can take control, bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig for today's modern smoker.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. So head there, enjoy those on us. We've got the webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Our chat room is built into the same page as the cam. So go on over there and do that and enjoy cam.freetalklive.com. It's all completely free. Thanks to Memory Dealers.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpak ZX2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. It's memorydealers.com. Their products are in stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
All right, as we continue here, you can, of course, bring up whatever you want. And we've been talking about, actually, Kenny had called in to discuss the Jack Kevorkian. There's a new Jack Kevorkian movie, You Don't Know Jack, is what it's called. And it brought up, of course, the issue of the, you know, the ability to take one's own life without having somebody attempt to interfere in that process. And in most cases, it's illegal to attempt suicide.
Or to have repercussions after an attempt. You know, if you attempt suicide, there are some can be very, you know, horrible repercussions afterward. Yeah, it's a criminal act.
So. I don't know if it's a misdemeanor or a felony, or I imagine it's a misdemeanor.
People often end up in a mental institution.
Afterwards?
Know, yeah, which is...
Against their will.
In some cases, can be worse than prison, I think. But... you know, which is, sort of presumes that if you've tried to take your own life, then
you must be crazy.
You must be insane.
So, I certainly don't understand it. I mean, I understand that.
You don't understand what?
Yeah, but not understanding something
of their own accord. I mean, you know, if you're ill, I get that. But
I understand being concerned whether someone is of a right mind if that happens, particularly if they seem healthy and they're just having bad, you know, rough time with things or something.
And that happens.
But versus someone who has a terminal illness that is making them suffer a very slow and painful death. I mean, there's a huge night and day difference, you know, between someone who seems to spontaneously decide to kill themselves and someone who is in that particular situation,
yeah,
which Kevorkian dealt with.
So those people out there that may or may not be listening here tonight, and if you're not listening as we're doing the show, call in at a later point and give us your perspective on this. But to explain why it is you would not support someone's right to make those choices, make that significant choice, that final choice for oneself, for one's own life, to take one's life. Why would you be opposed to that? 1-800-259-9231. And do you think those people would change the way they feel if it were a family member of theirs? Like, it's one thing for them to say they oppose it and to speak out against it, but then when it's their grandmother or their father or something like that, that is the one lying on their deathbed in just incredible amounts of constant pain with some kind of just disease, terminal illness that's eating away at their body.
Year after year after year. And that's, you know, the pain, the you know, inability to get up, just the lack of a life.
How long could they continue?
Want to die.
Right.
You've got to imagine how horrible your existence must be if that's the case. And I can only, you know, when you're talking about somebody who's terminally ill, and I would, you know, that's, to me, that's the, you know, the way I would understand this is, you know, those people, you know, I can't tell them no. I wouldn't be able to tell them no.
Could you? 1-800-259-9231. Somehow I predict we won't get anybody saying yes to that, at least not tonight. But the number's there for you if you'd like to share your thoughts with us at 800-259-9231. Meantime, Mark, you want to go to Chuck Baldwin, who is... He was the Constitution Party presidential candidate in the year 2008.
Yeah.
And, of course, don't let them fool you with the name Constitution Party. You know, they're not really liberty-oriented like, say, Ron Paul was liberty-oriented. No. But
they're like liberty with a dash of Jesus.
That's funny. I like that. That's not in the party name at all.
No.
It's sneaky, kind of like, you know.
So... His article here, and understand, like, I'm reading this because I think that he makes some really great points in it. I'm not reading it as a Christian. I'm going to read his words. You know, so
he's a Christian.
Yeah,
he has some things
Christian,
to say about Christians.
Very Christian guy,
or so-called Christians.
Yeah,
right.
Many of us grew up in Sunday school and church. We've heard the great Bible stories over and over again. We've heard about the story of how Moses' mother defied Pharaoh and hid her little baby in the bulrushes. We heard the story of how Moses killed the Egyptian taskmaster defending a Hebrew slave and later became the great deliverer of God's people. We heard the story of young David going out alone against the Philistines' greatest warrior, Goliath. We heard the story of how Saul's servants refused to carry out the king's order to murder the high priest Ahimelech. We know well the story of Daniel, who defied his government's order to refrain from praying. The stories of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
I don't know most of these stories.
Are very familiar to us. If you saw them in, you know, the form that you were told them when you were a kid.
I remember hearing those names, the Shadrach, Meshach thing. But
those are the ones thrown into the fiery furnace.
I don't know what that is.
All right. Well, the people who are listening do.
The Christians, maybe.
Yeah, well, lots of people were raised with these stories.
I was, but I don't remember.
Are you using groupism to describe our listeners?
I was raised with these stories, I think. I mean, they sound vaguely familiar.
I'm suggesting that the people that don't care aren't listening anymore.
Anyway, go on.
So, we heard our teachers and preachers extol their courage in defying the government's order to bow to the image of their emperor. Remember that...
Right, you weren't supposed to worship idols. I remember that part.
Right.
That was like a big deal. I mean, that was what wasn't that one of the Ten Commandments, the idol worship?
Yeah, graven image, sure.
Right.
We remember that John the Baptist went to prison and was eventually beheaded for not for preaching the gospel, but for criticizing the king for his immoral behavior. We certainly recall the story of Simon Peter, who bluntly told his civil magistrates, "We ought to obey God rather than men." We know that the Apostle Paul wrote many of his epistles from inside government prisons. We certainly recall that before John penned the Revelation, he had been banished to an island prison for his civil authorities. I challenge Christians to objectively look at the great stories of the Bible, heroes in both Testaments, and observe how many times they are noted for either being martyred for defying a civil authority, or perhaps for being delivered from death or defying a civil authority. The stories of defiance to civil government in one form or another comprise a great percentage of all the stories contained in the Bible, perhaps even a majority of them. And I think he might be right on this. It's. I wish that I had come up with this. I mean, it's not like I don't have the grounding in the biblical stories. But, he puts it so well, and that's why I wanted to read
it. Isn't he like a pastor or something like that?
Something like that. I mean, he's a very biblical guy.
Yeah.
I mean, very Christian guy. So how has it happened that a majority of today's Christians, it seems, Chuck Baldwin writes here, it seems have become such sheepish slaves of the government? How has it happened that, for the most part, the concept of courage in the face of government oppression has been totally lost on the average Christian?
Before he goes on, I'd like to speculate a little bit here. I think it's because that, people are cowardly, and they don't want to be like Jesus. They just want to believe in Jesus, right? Because
they just want the bennies.
Well, right. I thought that the definition of a Christian was one who is Christ-like, one who attempts to emulate Christ. But now they say that, you just have to believe that Jesus is your Savior, and you're going to go to heaven, and that's all they really seem to be concerned about.
Some of them say you just had to have said it once.
More coming up. You can take control here. Christians and what they're really supposed to be. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charger offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a 6-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We invite you to enjoy the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. You can edit virtually anything that's there. wiki.freetalklive.com.
So how soon do you want to start teaching that child that's special to you about the ideas of liberty? You know, Christmas is coming up. If you've got children on the Christmas list, An Island Called Liberty is a great gift. It's a book. It's a simple stories, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites. It's kind of like a cross between Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. You go to freemarketunderdog.com, see some samples there. Order today. There's a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with the coupon code FTL, An Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. Chuck Baldwin, he's got some thoughts. And this guy is somebody who's a very religious dude, very Christian kind of guy. He's also involved in the world of politics, ran for president in 2008, and was kind of buddy-buddy with Ron Paul to some extent.
Yeah, Ron Paul threw his votes behind Baldwin and some other third-party candidates. And
it's a little too theological or theocratic, perhaps, for my taste. But nonetheless, I think Baldwin probably still would have been a better choice than say, John McCain or Barack Obama. All that said, he's taken the Christians to task, pointing out that it's his opinion that in the Bible, it's just full, chock full of stories of people that are heroically refusing to obey the government and in many cases martyred and jailed for that. So go ahead, Mark.
He says, Chuck Baldwin continues, "For all intents and purposes, it is time for many Christians to shred their Bibles. Because the lessons and principles of God's word have absolutely no influence over their attitudes and conduct." And I think this is very important. And this is one of the reasons that I really dug the Quaker meetings, is that these people truly intend to live their story. They aren't, you know, Sunday Christians or whatever. You know, they believe their religion and they live it. And I think
a
lot of
Quakers are paying taxes too.
It seems like the point, you know, it's like, it almost feels like you know, what's the point of doing this if you're not using it to guide your life? I mean,
well, the point's to save your soul, right? I mean, that's what it's all boiled down to. So
maybe that's the big difference to me, and maybe that's why the Quakers have been more appealing to me, is because it's talking about applications right now in our lives and in the and how we interact with other people in the world. And
Ian, if you were to go into meeting and say that when you have gone into meeting and say that you don't pay income tax because you don't believe that the government should be fighting wars in your name, they extol you. What do you think it would be like in any other church?
Probably not so friendly.
Just saying.
Yeah, right? No, I like
a different atmosphere entirely.
The Quakers are way more open-minded, no doubt about it. But
that's not open-mindedness, man. That's support. Okay,
open-minded. Well, they're not going to stop paying their own taxes.
Tolerate it. They'll tolerate your behavior. Yeah. These people would support you over it, and you know they give of their time and energy. They may not be willing to make the sacrifices that you're willing to make.
Well, isn't that what Chuck Baldwin here is saying? Is that the Christians aren't either because they talk a good, you know, maybe they talk
about. Well, it's
about
worse than that. It's worse than not taking bold actions like stop paying your taxes and things like that, because a lot of people don't do that out of because of duress. What's worse is that being vocally and openly supportive of actions that they ought to be against, at the very least speaking out against, if not taking action against.
So, anyway, for example, if the story in Peter in prison were being experienced today, instead of the church rallying behind their pastor and conducting an all-night prayer meeting for him, most church members would be excoriating him in the name of Romans chapter 13.
That's the one. Render unto Caesar?
No, not the render unto Caesar. This one says that it's one of Paul's letters, and if Paul knew that his letters were going to go to the Bible, I'm sure he would have written them differently. And this is the guy that spent so much time in jail. He said that God put these authority figures over you, blah, 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 blah.
So you have to obey them.
There's one verse.
Obedience to authority is obedience to God or something like that?
That kind of thing. Now, remember, Chuck Baldwin's just made the point that that likely the majority of stories in the Bible are about people standing up to civil government. But this one verse is what every Christian falls back on when it comes to the government. Chapter 13 of Romans. And this is, you know, this is, I don't believe that the Bible is the unerring word of God, but if you do, you have to really, you know, think about all those stories, about all those people that stood up to government, the government that apparently God put there in front of them and for them, and, you know, what are those people doing? Were all these people that the Bible is about, were they doing bad things because Romans chapter 13 is there? Instead of Paul being let down the wall in a basket to escape the civil authorities trying to apprehend him, the average Christian today would be the first one to turn him over to the authorities. In the mind of the average Christian, God is not God. Government is God. For instance, when one well-known Christian attorney...
Well, their government is God. The other governments are the, you know, tools of Satan, but the American government is the godly government.
It's absolutely true. Christians put their hands of their hearts and say little prayers to that graven image called the flag. They pledge their allegiance to it. How could a Christian pledge allegiance to a graven image? I mean, it's
well, the pledge says God in it, so it must be a godly pledge.
And the Antichrist will claim to be from God, too.
Hmm.
That's so they say. So, for instance, when one well-known Christian attorney was recently confronted by the teaching of Scripture relative to the church's independence from government, meaning no church should allow itself to be subjected to the government's tyrannical 501c3 non-profit tax-exempt status.
How many churches haven't? How many churches out there have not applied for some sort of governmental and been granted these governmental tax status? I think it's statuses.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead.
He said that might be biblically correct, but it's not legally correct. In other words, the Christian attorney would rather the church be legal than biblical.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, that seems to be the attitude of the vast majority of professing Christians today.
It's all about the money, right? I mean, the 501c3 tax status, doesn't that allow people to take deductions?
Yes.
Right? So it's about the church.
Doesn't have to pay taxes.
It's about the church being able to say to its parishioners, well, you can give to the church and write it off.
Actually, a church does not have to file as a 501c3 according to the law. It's just that they mostly do because it's
no, you don't have to. Sure,
legal status. Well, they wouldn't have to pay taxes either. They are tax exempt through the law because
regardless of whether they file for that status,
yes,
is what you're saying.
A church that much is true.
But they're doing it to they're doing it to sell
cover
themselves.
All their bases. That's
it's
why people
they're validating through the government when they should not feel the need to be validated by the government.
God should validate them.
And then what happens is the government, as this was pointed out during a recent, I think the recent election, the 2008 election at least, well, they were pointing out that these churches were essentially being silenced in many ways because the pastors would take some sort of a political position and someone would get upset about that. They would go to the IRS and say, hey, this pastor at this 501c3 church is saying, you know, you need to support McCain or you need to support Obama, and they're not allowed to do that. So remember, whenever you sign up with some government program, whether it's welfare or, in this case, the tax exemption, which is this kind of a subsidy, then whatever it is, there's strings that are attached. That now all of a sudden you can't have an opinion.
Right, and that's the thing. If a preacher believes that one candidate is superior in his mind over another, and he can back that up with a sort of scriptural, biblical, or religious belief, there's no reason he shouldn't say that from the pulpit. And the idea that you would silence him, it just goes to show how far this country has fallen.
It just goes to show you that essentially by becoming a 501c3 corporation or whatever, that you are becoming an arm of the state, that you're becoming, whether you like it or not, a tool of those who are in the government.
Absolutely. The government silences them in that area, that important area, and they're just that they are the lackeys. So he says, unfortunately, it seems to be the attitude of the vast majority of professing Christians today that they would rather please the government than please God. They would rather obey the government than obey God. They would rather be at peace with the government than be at peace with God. When it comes to the courage of risking anything of value in order to do right, forget it.
Yep.
Think of what Abram risked.
That stands true for all Americans, for most Americans.
But Christians are supposed to be people of substance. They're supposed to believe so thoroughly in something that they are going to lay down their life for it. Right. And that's the nonsense. These same people will call in here and excoriate us for our beliefs.
For picking on the Christians.
I'll explain in the next segment why I don't understand why Christians don't kill their children.
I'd like to know why here in a moment.
Sounds I'll explain in the next segment.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Perhaps you are a Christian. You've got some thoughts you want to add in. You're certainly welcome to. You don't have to be a Christian, though. Call in about anything. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone, and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And, by the way, if you want to help support the show, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through that link, and you can order stuff, I believe, still in time for Christmas. It's probably not too late. You may have to get the speedier shipping, but go over to amazon.freetalklive.com, get the stuff you want and the stuff you need, get them at great prices, have them delivered directly to your door, and help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. Shop at amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do it like Jason Osborne from SACL CAI does. He does all so much of his shopping on amazon.freetalklive.com.
Jason's the man.
Yep, you should too. Check out SACL CAI. They've got the top banner on the right-hand side of the page at freetalklive.com.
That's right. As we continue here, now we've been talking about, we are talking about Chuck Baldwin. And he is the Constitution Party. He's a really kind of religious guy, a very Christian dude. In fact, I think he's been a pastor or is a pastor. And he's calling out the Christians, man. He's letting them have it. Basically saying to them, look, you guys are not doing what Christians are supposed to do. You're just a bunch of obedient sheep. You're worshiping the government. You're not worshiping the Christian God. You're worshiping the state. And that is not very Christian. And being obedient to the state is not very Christian. And he's pointing out that in the Bible, it's chock full of stories of people that were disobedient to the state in the name of their God. And he's saying that these so-called Christians today are, you know, just a pale shadow of what they could be. In fact, not even a pale shadow, maybe even the reverse of what they should be. And Dale, you wanted to, I guess, bring something up about them killing children. What's that all about?
Oh, well, this is something I've always kind of wondered. I don't wonder so much about it now. I think I know the answer, but if you really believe sincerely 100% in this notion that, you know, you must accept Christ as your Savior, you're going to burn in hell for all eternity. And that if you do accept Christ as your Savior, then you're going to go to heaven for all eternity. Then if you have children, my thought is there's a fairly good chance that sometime throughout their life, if you look at just statistically, there's a fairly good chance they're going to grow up and stop believing the religion that you taught them.
I did.
A lot of people. I did too. I'm one of them. You did. A lot of people have. And so you're running a risk. You're risking, like, this lifetime is not even a grain of sand in a giant, in one of those Wizard of Oz witch hourglasses size things that's 2 feet tall. This life is not even a grain in the sand in the perspective of all eternity. And you're talking about risking your child's soul. If you really believe that this is true, that if they stop, if they change, if they stop believing, if their faith wavers and they die that way, then they're going to go to hell for all eternity. And my thought is, you get a child, you get them baptized, you get them accept Christ as their Savior, and they seem all on board. Blow their brains out if
you
really believe that.
No, you can't do that.
That'd be murder.
Yeah, that'd be thou shalt not kill.
That's your problem. Do you care about, are you going to be selfish? I mean, go seek forgiveness later, but do you care about your child? I mean, how much are you not willing to risk that for your child?
Is that unforgivable? In the Ten Commandments, it says thou shalt not kill. Is that unforgivable if you kill somebody and then...
But I know why they
take it back? I mean, can you say, Jesus, I'm sorry, and then you're, absolved of that?
You would, as I understand, you have to say, you have to apologize in a manner that, you have to actually believe your apology.
Well, what if, don't you think you sincerely believe that this child might go to hell? You're like, look, I always heard you have to answer to God for your sins when you die. I'm sure if you go to God and say, I was willing to risk my soul to save my child's. Because,
that's an act of love, right?
and please forgive me, but I just couldn't bear the thought to risk that my child might stop believing in Jesus someday and go
I
to hell for all eternity.
Know whether I have more hope. I'm glad that Christians aren't as crazy as what you're talking about.
Oh, well, sure, yeah. I'm glad they're not going around killing their kids. I know why, and what made me think of it was you were talking about Christians behaving this way, and I was analyzing that, and I think something you said was the answer in my mind was they don't really believe it. They believe it on some surface level, and they've convinced themselves to a large degree, but on some level there's this constant doubt.
Okay, so
they don't really believe what they claim.
No, I don't think so. I think that what you're talking about is absolute utter insanity. And the reason is that
the belief is utter insanity. Well, if you actually sincerely believed it, because then you probably would consider killing your children
for lots of reasons. Your plan is not one of them, and the reason your nutty little idea here.
It's not an idea. It's an analysis of their belief system.
It's because it's God's plan that people have a life, and for Christian parents to kill their kids so that they will go to heaven is circumventing God's plan, and it's suggesting that you are smarter than God, and that you can handle this little system, and so therefore that might very well be blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. That might be what I have heard blasphemy of the Holy Spirit to be.
Well, that's not your child's problem. That's your problem.
Indeed.
Why would you even have the child in the first place?
But they're being selfish.
The point that I'm trying to make is that you're not able to forgive yourself, be forgiven of that particular sin. So you're guaranteed by killing your child's, killing your child.
No, Christianity allows you to make
them
mistakes.
To heaven, for the purpose of sending them to heaven, then you're guaranteeing that you'll
go
to hell.
Most Christians believe that you can make mistakes, that you can be wrong about things, that you can be forgiven, that the only thing that really matters, that allows you to, the thing that allows you to be forgiven for anything, is accepting Christ as your Savior.
Sure, and the people that would have done the horrible, unspeakable act that you've talked about would have already done that.
Right?
And then the only thing that they can go to hell for at that point would be blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, and I've just made the point.
Well, you're kind of getting into some specific, fairly specific,
before you
maybe
execute your child, you probably should think this through a little bit,
well,
Dale.
I don't... no one's going to...
All right,
not,
I'm done talking about
they're
this.
They're not
going to
read
this article. Silly.
Yeah, I think Mark got you on this one, Dale. It's pretty ludicrous.
It's ludicrous if someone truly, sincerely, 100% believed the whole notion of about you're going to burn in hell for all eternity if you don't believe if not for this belief. That is what's ludicrous because the logical belief, if it were true,
it's a tumultuous sea and you're grasping to a small piece of driftwood.
That's what's ludicrous.
I am
grateful that deep down they don't really believe it.
Right. They agree with you that the story, the Christian story, the belief system is ludicrous, but I think that it's also likely that they would believe the killing is wrong and they wouldn't want to kill their own child. And even if they knew it would send them to heaven, it might, you know, damn them to hell. And so that's not something they're going to do.
Think of what Abram risked when he obeyed God and left his country and kin, struck out for a land that God had not even told him of. Think of what Moses risked when he killed that Egyptian. Think of what Joshua and Caleb risked when they defied the entire nation that was following the evil counsel of the 10 spies. Think of what David risked when he faced the giant, and what Elijah risked when he confronted 850 false prophets all by himself. Think of what the Old Testament prophets risked when they rebuked or challenged the kings of Israel and Judah. Think of what the disciples risked when they left all and followed Jesus. Think of what the early church risked when they embraced the gospel and defied the wishes of Rome and the Jewry, not to mention their own family and friends. But these stories are more likely fairy tales to the average Christian today. They serve no practical benefit whatsoever. Let a church deacon, trustee, or elder be told by some government-backed attorney that he is really a corporate officer, subject to the laws and punishment of IRS tax codes, and that church leader will say anything, sign anything, or do anything to save his own financial security.
Mm.
In order to not jeopardize his own standing with the IRS, that same church leader would turn his back on his best friend or gladly join the government in prosecuting a fellow believer. I personally know of more than one case where professing Christians either lied against a beloved brother in order to protect themselves against threatened government, read IRS, penalties, or actually testified for the prosecution under oath in a court of law against a Christian brother. In each case, these brothers actually felt it was their Christian duty to betray their friends and brothers and help the government. I'm reminded of the verse where Jesus said, "Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he's done God's service." King James Version.
Like the troops killing people over in the Middle East?
Yeah, the Christians killing each other in the name of God, basically, is what he's talking about. I'm also reminded of the warning from the prophet Jeremiah when he continued, "Take ye heed every one of his neighbor, and trust ye that not in any brother, for every brother will utterly supplant, and every neighbor will walk with slanderers. They will deceive everyone in his neighbor and not speak the truth, and they've taught their tongue to speak lies and weary themselves to commit iniquity."
There's more?
Just a little bit.
All right, 800-259-9231. More about the Christian here calling out the other Christians, Chuck Baldwin. Letting them have it. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts are welcome. You can bring up whatever you want. Hour number three is next. Plenty of time for your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
One of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Odysseus the Rebel, a new twist on an old story. This is not your daddy's Odysseus. BigHeadPress.com will help you spark imaginations and free minds with their enjoyable webcomics and graphic novels. Beautifully illustrated, inspirational stories will make your holiday gift-giving a mind-freeing experience that will be appreciated and enjoyed. Sample Odysseus the Rebel online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.